Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Hello, Houston. It's going to be a lovely Saturday. Great day for gardening. Great day for being outside. You know, set up a little chair out there, maybe a little table. Get some tea or some lemonade going. Great day for gardening. This is Danny Milliken. We're here talking gardening. I'm here with Anita Nelson.
Here I am.
Yep, see, told you guys. I knew it. Knew she was here because I could see her. Anita is, you know, the purveyor of gardening wares and information at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Mm-hmm. Especially water gardening.
What do you mean, especially? You guys got a lot of stuff.
I know a lot about water lilies and bog plants or marginal plants and fish and things like that if you want to put a water garden in your backyard.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I would think that when it's hot, people would be even more interested in water gardening.
Yeah, it draws you out into the backyard for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that some of the things you've taught me, I've had to reach into ponds and stuff to do some of it.
Yes.
And it cools you off.
It does.
It's like it's got its own little built-in air conditioner in there.
I really like taking off my shoes and stepping into the pond. And I mean, a lot of people don't do that. They do the maintenance of the lilies from the edge of the pond. But it's kind of, I guess I'm a weirdo that way. I like standing in that water and fertilizing and pruning the lilies.
I mean, if it's 95 mm-hmm. outside, getting in the water is not something crazy.
No,
you're doing like what is the most comfortable.
You don't totally immerse yourself in the pond water either.
Why
just
not?
Just your legs.
Just get
I
a
guess
snorkel.
You could.
Get a snorkel. Get down in there. So.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Glad to have you on. So today's a great day. You know, we'll talk a lot of different stuff, summertime preparation. But if you have any water gardening specific questions, Anita definitely is our resident kind of super expert on that. And we're going to answer a question real quick. Matt, you're on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Real quick, are you growing tomatoes, did you say, in the backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what varieties?
I have three varieties right now. I have aforementioned Creole. I have the yellow balloon ones, the yellow pears.
Yes.
And then I have a red plum that's longer. It might be a Marzano.
Okay. My question is, are all the leaves looking good starting from the bottom up?
No, actually, this year has been pretty wild with spider mites. So I not only have spider mites in the topper leaves or the middle leaves, but, you know, and I don't let the leaves at the bottom grow. So, but I've had spider mites this year.
Okay. Early blight. Every year I get that from the bottom up. The plants start out great. They get 3-4 feet in a cage, and it starts to, the leaves start to yellow from the bottom up. And I don't like to spray anything, so I just wanted to check to see if you have, I think it's early blight. I'm not totally sure, but every year the same condition.
I always ask, do you plant your tomatoes in the same spot every year?
No, I rotate, ma'am.
Oh, good. Good, good. That's good.
And some of the soil burn pathogens can travel mm-hmm. in your bed to other tomatoes. So, you know, rotation's one thing, but some of the nematodes especially that can affect it. I would say early blight and a lot of the yellowing things are a two-pronger, right? Don't let any low leaves grow. Just, you know, the bottom 8 inches, bottom foot as the plant gets bigger. Just let it be open. Let it be bare. That'll be a healthier plant. You'll actually get some cooling going on and maybe even give you a couple days, a week more of pollination. But also, the plants themselves are pretty big mineral extractors from the soil. And so calcium deficiencies, iron deficiencies can happen pretty easily with tomatoes. And so
I crush eggs as much as I can to get it almost to a powder. And a lot of them eggs over the, you know, the year. And I add that to the garden. And when I put compost and rose soil, I mix them both along with coffee grains. So I'm trying to keep up, you know.
So what some of that stuff does is it is actively composting. and the microbes that break down the eggs and break down the coffee a lot of times aren't the same ones that feed the roots of the soil. I might just go ahead and give yourself an area of the garden to do some of that composting in and let that trickle down through the garden versus right around the plants.
I
would say for early blight, really solving early blight, like humic acid is a great thing to do. Just compost by itself is a great thing to do from Nature's Way. Their stuff is really good. But getting food, like food for the microbes in, not so much for the decayers.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question?
Yeah.
Okay, on my cucumbers, this year, for the first time in a few years, leaf miner or miners, I'm not sure if it's S or not, but I don't like to spray neem oil and then spinosad. I don't like to spray anything in the garden, no matter what, fungicide, insecticide. But here's what I did with the leaf miner. The third set of leaves with the leaf miner, I clipped the leaf miner leaves off, hoping it wouldn't continue. And guess what? It worked.
Nice. Wow.
Good to know.
That's a tip. Now, I don't know, they look good, the cucumber plants. They're growing. No more leaf miner. But I just don't like to spray anything. That's my background after 30 years.
I don't like to spray anything either, but I have started spraying, as per Danny's advice, the molasses on my plants. Because he said that they don't like the molasses.
Yeah, I think Matt really means anything that's going to harm any life.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, you spray water on your plants. You know, it's your watering. But no, I'm with you, Matt. I completely. That's my same approach. Is I want to build life. This stuff's going into my body, in my veggie garden. I'm not going to put anything on there that I wouldn't want to eat.
It's a lot of trouble to spray too, and if you don't it, you don't.
Get all the PPE needed.
Well, thank you for your time. Have a pleasant day.
You too, Matt. Thanks so much for the call.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny, I have had a leaf hopper infestation in my
Gosh. Well, let's explore that real quick.
Okay.
After this quick break. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. I'm Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, along with Danny Milliken. And I want to tell you about a product that sponsors our program, Sluggo. I went out to my patio where I have a lot of succulents growing in containers, and I was absolutely horrified to see one of my succulents completely chewed up by snails. So I quickly ran and got my Sluggo and laid a whole little trail of it around the area where I grow my succulents, and that keeps those snails away because it's perfectly organic, it's safe, and it's OMRI listed. Danny, what do you want to say about Sluggo?
Well, I mean, I think you said a lot. You did a really great job. I mean, a couple kickers on it, things that are make it a better product than almost any other solution for snails and slugs, which turns out they love destroying onion crops. So sad face, green onions.
Do you grow green onions?
I do. I grow them a lot. Mm-hmm. But people are like, why not just use salt? Well, salt becomes unusable, unlike active in a couple of hours in our humidity. And our humidity is kind of why we've got snug and slail problems. And so Sluggo lasts a long time. It really is safe for your pets. So it's like you're not going to be damaging anything while you reduce your slug population. So you can put it on in the evening, put it out there in the evening, come back in the morning, and you will actually have protected your plants and solved a problem. So really great stuff. Monterey Lawn and Garden has a bunch of awesome stuff. And they love sending you to our co-op members' locations to look for them.
Yeah, so we carry quite a few of their products.
Yeah, y'all really do. Solutions for a lot of things, not just slugs, but a lot of different bugs, but also plant protection. And they got a ton of great organic options. So look for Monterey Lawn and Garden stuff at every one of our co-op locations, and you will not regret using their stuff and their solutions. Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson right here talking with us. So it's summertime.
Yes, and I told you I've got leaf hoppers in my garden.
That's right, leaf hoppers.
And they're chewing things to bits. And I've sprayed with the molasses twice now.
Yeah. Molasses is really great for soft-bodied insects or some of the small suckers like aphids and stuff like that. And most bugs don't like their taste. Mm-hmm. With leaf hoppers, you know, it's if it can stick to the leaf and not get rinsed off, it can probably be pretty effective. But
yeah.
I also wonder, like, oil, horticultural oil is a really great thing to kind of protect.
Well, this is a new raw garden, so those plants are stressed out. I think that's what attracted them to it.
Sure.
I think as that garden matures, I'm not going to have as many insects coming.
But that's a great thought. Usually a great approach for improving a pest problem.
Yes.
Is actually improving plant health.
Mm-hmm.
There's this metric that NASA uses called BRICS.
Yes.
And it actually gauges the amount of sugars and the quality of sugars in a plant. And the higher the sugar kind of quality, the more it is nutrition for us.
Yep.
And then the lower it is, the more it's attractive to little pest bugs.
Yep.
And the only way to improve that is by improving your soil health. It's the only way.
And to be perfectly honest, this is a bed that I plant all the sad, rejected plants from Nelson Nursery. So they're really in bad, sad shape when I get them. And I just think it's a challenge. I love it to take this plant that's really unhealthy and bring it back into vigor again.
It's your little garden of misfit plants.
It's my garden of misfit plants.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that you're saving them.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we all had a free source of free plants all the time.
I can't bear to throw a plant away. It
I got you. I hear you.
Yep.
And, you know, once they get to a point, it's like nobody else wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little baby plants.
Well, you know, plants can only – in a nursery, plants are there to be sold and planted as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
They have a relatively short shelf life. So if they linger around too long, they can start to really suffer.
No, sure. And the success rate goes down.
They do. But so, again, if you revitalize them, they're still a good plant.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, I think it's great, too, that you're not trying to sell those anymore that are already too far gone.
Yeah.
Really great stuff. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Anita. We're here to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-46N. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And here's a word from our sponsors.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top shelf organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth top shelf organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Today we have a really exciting class for you to attend. It's free, called Your Secret Garden, Surprising Edible and Drinkable Landscape Plants. It's hosted by Dr. Merriweather, who is a expert forager, and he's going to be talking about plants in your landscape and in the Houston area that are edible and drinkable. The Secret Garden class starts at 10 a.m. today here at Buchanan's Native Plants. And then next weekend, we've got something really exciting, too. Next Saturday, we have a ticketed event where you have to purchase a ticket, but Hilton Carter is going to be here signing his new book. Hilton Carter is a plant stylist, famous on Instagram for showcasing great indoor plants, and it's a big event. And it starts at 5:30 on June 8th. Buchanan's is located very close to downtown in the Heights, right in the middle of Houston. Easy to get to from any area. Buchanan's is open 9 to 6 every day. Check out our website, buchanansplants.com, or find us on Instagram or Facebook. Phone number is 713-861-5702. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Zach. Great job. Sound like a couple really fun events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's plant stylist.
Are you a forager?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know Merriweather pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Vorgenbergen. He's a really good guy.
Cool. I'd love to go there and listen to that lecture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Merriweather chimes in on our, if we have like a plant post sometimes and it's mm-hmm. an edible, kind of non-known edible. He's like, oh, that's edible. So yeah, big fan of him. He's got a great website, foragingtexas.com. Really great. If you're wondering if a plant is edible or not, it is on his website. He also wrote the book, literally, Foraging for Dummies. So
I'm going to check it out. I'm really interested in things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome guy. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita and I are here talking about gardening, specifically summertime.
And watering, which is, I guess, the number one concern for summertime gardening.
Yeah, I feel like there's it seems like a simple subject, but there's lots of layers.
Yeah. I got to go along with Danny said, when it rains, just let that rainwater do its job for as long as you can get away with it.
Right.
I agree with him with that. The chloramines and all the other things added to the water, that way your lawn has a break from all that.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. I mean, I don't water my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Lawn looks great. Lush St. Augustine lawn.
Yeah.
He's out-competed all the weeds years ago.
Yes.
When we have, like, construction in the house or, you know, like, say, need to get a sewage line broke or something like that, need to get replaced, or we have a gas meter, too. You know, we have people traffic. They'll have weeds along their little trail they make, but then the St. Augustine always takes it over.
Yeah. Well, what Sherry calls it, the biggest weed in Houston, St. Augustine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a fast-growing plant for sure.
Yeah.
But I have deep roots of mine is why I can do that. You can do it too. It's not an impossible thing. But I still have to water landscape beds, veggie beds, and my fruit trees. Yeah. Those still need watering, some more than others.
Well, you know, you think about grasses and lawns and things. For example, there's a medium strip across the street from Nelson Nursery, and it gets mowed in the spring and totally ignored for the rest of the summer because it's compacted soil. It looks It doesn't look good, but the grass comes back every single spring. And that's what happens in Africa, too. Everything dries up, and then the monsoons come, and the grass comes up. Grass is pretty tough. It will survive a drought easily.
Well,
but people don't like the way it looks.
Well, and if you can craft your soil to be healthier and not compacted.
Yes.
If you can fight off that compaction even a little bit, you give that St. Augustine or Bermuda, really, or Zoysia, a really chance to go deeper.
Well, another thing I learned about grass and letting it go deeper in the roots is in the wintertime when some of those roots die off, they still leave a channel in the soil.
That's right.
And that channel fills up with water, and that just increases the water-holding capacity of the soil.
Yeah, that's a great thought.
Yeah, and then another thing I learned was, you know, plants respire at night like we do.
Yeah.
They take in oxygen. They give off carbon dioxide. Well, the roots respire as well, and all that carbon dioxide comes up and hangs out underneath the canopy of the grass.
Oh, wow.
So the taller your grass is, the more it's getting fed by the carbon dioxide during the day.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to grab it from the air. Because contrary to what we're told about greenhouse gases, there's not a lot of carbon dioxide in the air. I think there's something like at a stadium full of people that maybe 400 people have are carbon dioxide. When you have a lawn and you don't mow it,
oh sure,
really, when you mow it high, like we're talking about,
yeah.
Again, you're improving the health of that lawn.
Just the actual breathing of the grass.
The breathing of it, yes.
That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of like not just how often you mow or how much you water, but actually some of the techniques involved is really what I want to explore.
Yeah, I want everybody to have a lawn that they don't have to water.
Yeah, me too. I would love that too. And because really what that means is you have several feet of water holding capacity mm-hmm. during flood times also.
So that's
like
very true.
It means you don't have to water. You still have this lush lawn you want. But then also if we have times of problem, you're reducing the chance of a flood.
Let me ask you a question.
Playing your part.
When you walk on your lawn, what does it feel like? Does it feel spongy almost?
No, I mean, it matters. Like the soil will get hot, hard.
Yeah.
Even in extremely hot and dry weather,
mm-hmm.
it still gets hard. But most of the year, there is a spongy softness to the lawn.
To the lawn.
Yeah.
Could you tell the difference between walking barefoot on a compacted lawn and a compacted lawn is easy to tell. It's full of weeds.
Yeah. I probably couldn't tell the difference.
Probably.
You know, maybe it's because my feet aren't as aware. You know? Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to be dishing out some information on techniques to improve your summer gardening game. 713-572-4610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk about soil a lot in this show, and the fastest, easiest, and best way to get great soil is by using great compost. Years ago, about 10 years ago actually, I built some new veggie beds and thought, hey, I'll put a new soil in each bed, a different company, different soil, and see how it works. And I won't tell you who failed and who was terrible, yada, yada, but I'll tell you who was amazing, and that was Nature's Way Resources. Their compost grew veggies really, really well. And that's all I used. I had 6-inch beds and used just compost. And it was the only one that actually had very, very thorough, like, flourishing, thriving plants that made great tasting stuff. A lot of them, the plants grew and kind of froze. They never grew, seeds never came up, or they grew and then kind of needed a lot of support to maintain and get healthier, a lot of fertilizer. But Nature's Way Resources worked, and I ended up changing two of the other beds back into Nature's Way Resources. One, I just had to till in a little bit of Nature's Way Resources to recover it. But that's the way to start strong, is by using great soil. Nature's Way Resources makes great soil. They also make great mulch. They have amazing mulch and compost and use it to make these different mixes. Their products are made with natural organic elements, safe for kids and pets, and nutritious for your plants, trees, and gardens. And when we're talking summertime, protecting your plants in summertime, mulching is such a huge factor. You got to mulch around your plants or they're going to lose all that soil water very quickly. Different plants use water differently too. And the Nature's Way Resources location just north of Woodlands, has a healthy selection of native plants that don't use much water. And it's these plants are so proven that actually there's a low water use, 50% water rebate bill for residents of the woodlands. And Nature's Way Resources has plants that are eligible for that program. And for all their for that information, for their list of great soils, if you want to know where to pick up their stuff, and they've also got a great blog. It's really a website worth visiting. Check them out online at naturesway resources.com.
And thank you, Nature's Way Resources. We love you. And this is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, sitting next to Danny Milliken.
Hey.
Yeah, here on Sports Radio 610. Don't wait. Call now, 713-572-4610. We're here to help you be a better gardener.
That's so true. So true. So mentioned mulching.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that doesn't have plants growing on it, that doesn't have a ground cover, needs to be mulched in the summer.
Right, because Mother Nature hates a vacuum. She'll fill it with weeds in no time flat.
She'll fill it with weeds, but also that water from that top layer of that soil is just going to be evaporated.
It's going to evaporate out. Yeah.
And so a big reason you want to cover it with fertilizer, with mulch, any mulch, is to stop it from evaporating.
And that's what happens in a forest.
Yeah.
The forest is all mulch.
It's all mulch, and it stores a lot of water in the soil. But using a good mulch is going to be even better because it's not just going to hold the water in. It's going to do other stuff too.
It's going to contribute a lot of to the nutrient mix to the soil food web.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, it's we all know what to do when we're kind of mulching around our azaleas and our roses and our perennial shrubs, right? We use hardwood mulch, not bark mulch, not black mulch. Hardwood native mulch is the mulch to use for actually getting, you know, healthy soil buildup.
Well, what's the difference between hardwood and bark?
Well, okay, that's a great question. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that the hardwood has nutrient value to it. So when it breaks down, it adds nutrient. But when bark has virtually no nutrient value whatsoever, it only adds structure to the soil. And as it breaks down, it will literally rob the soil of nutrients as it's breaking down. Eventually, they get back into the soil, but in the meantime, your plants suffer.
You have a lull.
So, yeah. You know, the bark mulches are great for pathways.
Yeah, I mean, you think about – so hardwood mulch is generally made from the tops of trees, mm-hmm. shrubs,
yeah.
the green leaves, and the sticks, which is the most nutritious – the growing tips.
Yes.
Easy to imagine that that's the most nutritious part of the plant.
And that makes sense, too.
And the bark's whole goal is to protect the plant.
It's the armor.
From invasion. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so it's like eating the horns of a cow or a nice juicy steak, you know what I mean? It's like a bad example.
That's a good.
But it's like sort of, you know, it's which one do you want actually for food for your mm-hmm. plants? Native hardwood mulch is really like very nutritious, where bark mulch is meant to protect.
Yes.
And so you're not going to get that double whammy. If you're talking about veggie beds, you really do want that double whammy pretty badly. But you got to mulch veggie beds.
Yeah, you do. You want to keep that water in the soil because veggies don't put a lot of foliage covering the soil.
Right, unless you get them too close
together. And you do want to keep the foliage up off the soil to keep pathogens and insects off the plants,
another
too.
Another great reason to mulch. Now, mm-hmm. when I'm mulching veggie beds, I like using pine needle mulch.
I love pine needle mulch.
But, like, leaves work, too. Mm-hmm. You don't really want to use grass clippings or leaves lifted up from the grass because you don't know what people have used on the grass. But there's a lot of different great mulches out there. But it's important. It's one of the techniques that can really save the day when it comes to summertime gardening.
I listened to a famous – his name was Dr. Alex Shigo. He was an arborist, and he said he wished that there was some type of surfactant that you could put on leaves after you raked them up and put them in a bed and spray it on to hold them down so that they don't blow away because leaves are – they're a good mulch.
They spread around a mm-hmm. little bit too much.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good word. Okay. Maybe he needs to invent that thing. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you. Steve, we see you. You'll be here right back after this quick break, 713-572-4610.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true. Mess-free. Finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer crafting classes during the week and potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249. Or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Danny.
And this is Anita.
And we are here to help answer your gardening questions. Help you be a better gardener by answering your gardening questions.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, yeah. Now, instead of smashing it all together, let's spread it out a little bit.
I think you have a question.
I think we do. 713-572-4610. Steve, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've got an older home in the front of the house. We've got some really nice beds, and we're having water seeping into the house there because I think the beds had been built up over a long period of time. And I was wondering if you guys could recommend someone to help me remediate that water out of there or help come up with a solution to get that water away from the house.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say. I mean, the thoughts that go through my mind are lowering the beds, but then you're damaging a lot of the roots and the soil there. And
yeah, I really don't want to have to do that.
I wonder if, do you think Tom Tynan would have a good answer to that question coming on next?
Probably, yeah. He probably would have a good answer at 9 o'clock. But I know that ABC Family Landscape or Family Landscaping, Family Landscaping is a great landscaping company that does a lot of that stuff. I mean,
okay.
What part of town do you live in?
I live in Glen Flora, Texas, which is west of Wharton. So,
yeah, I mean, you guys do landscaping, do things like that?
We don't. I've never handled that type of problem. Well, everything's raw and new out where we are.
It sounds like that you really do need to do where you're pulling the plants up, and if you want to save them, setting them aside and lowering it all down. You know what I mean? That's part of the issue. I would get in touch with Family Landscapes.
Okay.
And then in the short term, I might put down humic acid to try to improve drainage in those beds.
Okay.
Just kind of drench with humic acid.
Okay. I had another question. My snow peaches just got through making, and they're all done. So how do I proceed with my peach tree now before winter? Do I go ahead and fertilize it now, or what do you guys suggest?
You know, unless it's like kind of showing some summer stress signs, I would just let it ride.
Okay.
Pushing it right now can kind of – the tropic snow is a really early – you know, really sets the fruit real early. And
yes,
so pushing it right now kind of pushes it a growth spurt into our stressful season.
Okay.
And so I would fertilize as it's losing its leaves with humic acid. I know I'm saying that twice, but that really is a kind of a root encourager. You know, because in winter you want to really get some more root growth, and that can be a way to kind of make sure you get a bumper crop next spring is by putting down kind of humic acid in fall.
Humic acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with humic acid. Steve, another thing comes to mind. When you do remediate your landscape, I would wait till fall. It's less stressful for the plants.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the show, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, we get in that kind of habit of putting mulch down, which is a good thing, good process, putting all soil down, building up, fixing things, and next thing you know, we're dealing with too high beds.
And the roots in the beds, which, you know, those roots are important to the plants. I'm dealing with that situation right now in my own yard.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm thinking about just a little bit at a time so that I don't stress the tree.
Well, there might be a way
to
make like a drainage kind of French drain style thing behind the bed, just an open thing that's a lot lower that can collect water and move it.
Yeah.
Might be a way to go. A lot of different options like that. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear your question. Love to hear what's on your mind. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Wabash Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're back, 713-572-4610. Danny Milliken here talking with Anita Nelson.
That's me.
We'd love to answer your questions, hear what's on your mind, 713-572-4610. Anita and I are talking about summer solutions. So we've kind of hit on watering, on mulch, on what else have we hit on?
I don't know, but you know, you were talking about watering. My flower beds, I don't have an irrigation system.
Yeah.
And what I do is I let them dry out, and then I'm home all day. So I set my watch every hour, and I go out and water for as long as I start seeing puddles. And then I stop, and then an hour later, I go out and water again. And then at the end of the day, I can dig down, and that water will have penetrated about 4 to 6 inches.
So that's you're saying that kind of not every single day, every once in a while, doing deep watering.
Deep watering, because if you just water the top, it just – and then you leave a sprinkler on for hours, a lot of time a lot of that water just runs off. It doesn't soak into the soil.
Right.
And so I just structure your day around this 1 hour, especially when it's hot out. You only want to go out once an hour anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So it's one way to do it.
I mean, it's just really watering along with mulch is so key because that when that top soil layer dries out, you know, it becomes a crust, right?
It does.
It wants to stop any other evaporation from happening.
I know. And I use a sponge. I was trying to explain to our staff how it works, and I got a sponge, and I got it wet, and I let it dry out completely. And if you've ever tried to rehydrate a totally dried out sponge, you know how hard it is.
Yeah, you got to stick it in water.
Yeah, the soil is exactly the same.
Right, right. I mean, if you started with a wet sponge and put it like out in the sun, the top layer would dry out first and would get hard again. And that's where mulch comes in, is mulch can cover your soil. Where your soil does not dry out, it always stays open to receiving water. And so even if you're not watering all the time, it really helps your – it improves – it like makes every technique a good technique when it comes to watering.
Yeah.
And I mean I recently just kind of, you know, got back from a vacation and realized that like I had not mulched my veggie beds yet, and it was clearly visible. Like even it had rained the day before – but a lot of the plants were like kind of wilty a little bit, needed to be watered. And really, they didn't need to be watered. They needed to be protected. They needed they needed that water to stay put. And so just, you know, mulching is such a big deal.
Well, it's a good exercise for the plants.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the whole soil column wet and the top dries out, the roots have to work to get more water, and that strengthens the plant.
And that's where erratic and deep watering
really helps.
And with my lawn, I just let the rain do it. My veggie beds aren't quite as they're a lot more needy.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing that's I've really enjoyed kind of is I have an area up front where I've switched a lot of the classic landscape plants when I moved in there into native plants or plants mm-hmm. that don't need to be watered. And that was a great kind of game changer because I don't need to water the whole front landscaping. All kind of survives. Now, there are times where I need to water it because of stress.
Yes.
But some of the plants that really love the heat, I mean, I've got salvia up there. I have thyrallis, Turk's cap that I kind of keep into a hedge.
Yeah. Turk's cap can get really sprawly looking, so keep it pruned up a bit.
Well, it's edible. You know, mm-hmm. like it actually has a pretty interesting tasting leaf. We filled had a dinner one time, and we filled ravioli with mushrooms and Turk's cap leaves.
Really?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, I've got it growing native all over my property. I ought to give that a shot.
Yeah, but you can hedge it, and it really makes a tight hedge line.
Uh-huh.
Texas tarragon does the same thing.
Yeah.
I like dwarf yaupon. I actually use the leaves for tea, and
presence. Yaupon is called Ilex vomitoria.
That's right. So do not eat the berries unless you want to puke.
Okay.
So if you really want to puke, you know, don't eat the berries. But the leaves themselves are a caffeinated tea.
Okay.
So you actually can make a tea from yaupon leaves, not the berries, but the leaves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like those like triple, you know, quadruple threats. I really love the quadruple threats that like a yaupon, you know, it's like a evergreen shrub, very hardy, and I can drink the tea.
Yes.
You know?
It would be what I call one of those cast iron plants, or
yeah,
bulletproof
so
plants.
It's got
for your
three qualities.
Well,
help
wait
me
a minute.
Out.
There's one more. The berries are food for the birds, especially in the wintertime and
go.
In the spring.
So it's like coming up with all these like different things, and it's hardy in summertime.
You know, every spring, a flock of cedar waxwings comes to my yard and stays there for about 3 to 4 days.
That's so cool.
And it's the whole bushes all around my yard. It's all native. And it's just like this wild movement. And then every yaupon berry's gone, and they're gone. They go, I guess, up north to nest.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's the kind of experience that you can have by just planting plants with birds in mind, just keeping those triple threats. So citrus also are one of the plants I love that love the summer heat. And then we're going to hear your list of plants you love for the summer right when we get back. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding. Damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash. Low pressure washing. Call Tom, certified Home Show Pro. Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation. Protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Before we answer those questions, I want to talk a little bit about Southwest Fertilizer. This is an awesome outdoor adventure, outdoor hobby shop in Southwest Houston. So they're devoted to service, quality, and selection. So I think of some of the outdoor nature sort of oriented hobbies, birding, playing with pets, gardening. You know, that's really about it. That I can think of, you know. And so those are things you do in the city and the outside, like playing with your kids out there. That's great. You want a safe space for your kids. If you're a birder, it can be pretty expensive to get into it. And that's the great thing about Southwest Fertilizer, because they're devoted to service, quality, and selection. You can buy top-notch stuff, but you can also kind of start birding on a budget there. And the same is true for gardening. If you want to try gardening out, they can set you up with a little bitty veggie bed, and you can learn how to do it without breaking the bank. Or they can help you do something real big. They have a bunch of tools. They have a huge selection of tools, all the fertilizers that we talk about, and a few other ones that we don't talk about. Every time I go in there, I see a new brand and learn a new brand. And Bob is devoted to selection. If you know something that has helped you in the past, he can help you get it. It's pretty awesome. They are dedicated to high-quality pet foods. They have Victor pet food line, which is really great dog food line.
That's the dog food I use.
Yeah, really good dog food. And you can't get it many places, but you can get it at Southwest Fertilizer. Mm-hmm. The best part about going in there, though, is the friendly team. They have a group of employees that are knowledgeable, that some of them worked there for a really long time. It's a kind of place where you can still be a regular. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so cool. They're happy to help you solve a problem and a garden need. And if you want to do organically, just tell them that, and they'll help you do it. If you want to do it synthetically, tell them that. They can help you do that, too. They got a lot of cool stuff. And if they don't have it, they'll help you find it. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There is no place in Houston like it. It's a really cool spot. And really, it's been a lawn and garden tradition in Houston since 1955. It's in real Houston, Southwest, on Bissonnet Street at Renwick. Really great space if you like doing stuff outdoors. Everybody who goes there has a great time. And the team is so friendly that even the cats are nice. So pretty cool spot. So check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com.
And I'd like to say I just bought a lawnmower there, a steel lawnmower, and it's awesome.
That's great. Yeah, Bob has a complete set of hand tools, all the power tools you could want for outdoor stuff. All right, Dan, we're going to get you in before we're done. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, I think you might have hit the nail on the head as far as my question. I wanted to I have a couple of kids and a few dogs, and my kids are on the floor, and the last thing I want to do is put chemicals in my yard, but I definitely need some sort of fertilizer and some sort of thing to take care of the weeds, but I kind of wanted to do it organically, and I'm really trying to find out what you would suggest for some sort of organic control slash fertilizer, or at least where I could go for it.
My suggestion is to fertilize your lawn and gardens with the MicroLife products and Humates Plus. And as far as the weeds go, play the waiting game, because as we talked about, do you have St. Augustine grass?
I have. It's a combo St. Augustine Bermuda.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what are you having? Do you have any spiky weeds? Like any weeds that have spikes on them?
I definitely have some stickers. Although in the last week or so, they've started to go down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hurricane really took out a lot of my soil.
Absolutely.
So I've noticed a lot more roots. And it really did a number, and the grass is finally starting to grow back. I need a little bit more grass or seeds or something. I tried putting seeds down last year, and none of them stuck.
Well, I would suggest going out and getting Nature's Way Resources compost, and once a month, go out there with that bag of compost and throw it around with wild abandon. You don't want to put it in so you can see it. You want to put in just enough that it sinks down in between the blades of the grass. And the next day after you've watered it, or a couple days later, you don't even know the compost is there. You do that once a month, and you'll start building up that soil, and your grass will grow without even you any effort on your part, except for being a crazy man throwing dirt around in your backyard.
Yeah, the cool thing.
And do I need to go to that Nature's Way? I mean, I know they sell tons of compost. Is that where I would get it at?
Yeah, in bulk. If you're going to do a lot of it in bulk, but if you're buying bags, you can go to pretty much any one of our co-op members.
Mm-hmm.
I will say also that you probably didn't lose soil. It's probably compacted. It's probably smashed down. So the roots have not come up. The soil's gone down. And if you can get air back in the soil, and the way to do that is compost top dressing. So if you wanted a company to do that, year-round Houston does it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a pickup truck, you can go get a yard or two of Nature's Way and spread it around. But I would say that I'm with you. MicroLife is a great fertilizer, a really great fertilizer, but totally safe for your kids. Playing out there on those weeds, if they're not pokey, is actually better for the Bermuda than it is for the weeds. It likes the abuse. And so that's a kind of a great thing, is getting out there and actually playing and stomping all that stuff. You know, have your kids like, hey, let's play stomp the weeds.
And that's so true, because my son bought a house about 4 or 5 years ago, and it had all that stickly, nasty stuff in it.
Yeah.
And it's slowly but surely going away with treating the lawn properly and his kids playing it all the time.
And fall, if you do have burrs, a pre-emergent is something you need to do in October.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about that later. So in kind of September, we'll really talk pre-emergence a lot. And there are some organic ones. But we're up against the clock here, Dan. So I really appreciate your call.
I appreciate your help.
No, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Great show.
Thanks,
bud.
Thank
you.
Well, Nita, you know, Dan said it. Great show. Hate to see it go. But we got to hand it over to Tom here in a second. And I really appreciate you and Danny coming in. And, you know, look forward to next time you're around.
Always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.